The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
Over the weekend, there was rioting in Paris. So you say to yourself, well, what does rioting in Paris have to do with us here in America? And the answer is, well, a lot, I guess. No, I mean, a lot, but it's a message about what's happening. And here's what's happening worldwide, okay? Because at the same time there's rioting in Paris, there was an event. I think it was like 150,000 people showed up in a square, a piazza, they call it, in Italy, to hear Deputy Prime Minister Salvini, the Interior Secretary, is the kind of term. That's not the right term. It's more like a Minister of Domestic Affairs, not just interior, not just like the parks here in America, but like all the kind of Homeland Security is the best, maybe something like that. And he's in charge of immigration. Anyway, Salvini, 150,000 people, something north of that, came to hear him talk. And his message is completely and entirely Italians first. It's actually prima gli italiani, first Italians. Italians first is actually the phrase behind him when he's talking. So what's happening? In Paris, they're rioting. Why are they rioting? They're not rioting only because Macron proposed a gas tax that disproportionately hits working people. In fact, it hits everybody in France, but working people feel it more. And there's been business-friendly actions by Macron. And so the feeling among people is this. And this is what's been going on in America. The feeling is this. The game is rigged. That's what people feel. That the system is rigged in favor of the powerful and the wealthy, in favor of the condescending and arrogant. I watched an MSNBC reporter. I must have been an NBC reporter, but it was on MSNBC. And they were. She was on the ground in Paris. And she said, as she talked to the people on the ground in Paris, the thing that they kept saying to them was not only did they want Macron to answer for what he did, meaning the tax increase on gas, but also wanted Macron to get where they were, what they were about. And the reporter went on, she's a French reporter, she went on to say, you know, we want some people that what they're saying is they want Macron to come down out of the ivory tower and talk like a normal person and function like a normal person because he sounds so kind of out there and then kind of condescending and all. So it's a very interesting time. Now, back to the point, what's happened in France is that the people there, tens of thousands of people, believe the system is rigged against them. And they have a little more tradition in Paris and in France of rioting, old-fashioned rioting, where they burn cars. You know, in America, we only really riot. There's been some riots over social issues, but there's usually, you know, a car or two burned when Detroit wins a sports championship, a basketball championship or something. And not so much for a, you know, we have marches on the Mall. We have marches on Washington. We have these different things, the Women's March. We don't really have burning of cars too often, but it's the same thing. In the sense that people are fed up with the fact that government and the powerful have rigged the system against we the people. Against we the people, the game is rigged by the powerful, by the wealthy, and there are two sets of rules for everyone. One set for we the people, we're stuck with it, we have to deal with it, and one for the powerful. And when you watch the bailouts, you know, I maintain that in America, our situation is the way it is because at the time of the bailouts, almost 10 years ago, the people looked up and said, hey, wait a second. All those big banks got bailed out. All those big folks that had these mortgages, that had this game, that gamed this system, they got bailed out. They got made whole. They went on with their lives. And the rest of us either lost our house, lost our mortgage, or some of them went to jail. And so now you spread across the world, and here's where France is different than America. Here's where we're ahead of them. We have a chance to be better than Europe. In Europe, they made a decision 25 years ago to open up their borders to anybody that wanted to come. So you have whole sections of cities in Europe, whole sections of towns and rural areas that have been flooded with migrants and immigrants of all kinds of backgrounds. And in the places like France, if you take unlimited immigration and add to it heavy social services by the government, you're going to get the people that are immigrants to continue to vote for those liberal programs, that the size and scope of them continuing to increase is what happened in France. And so the people that are going to have to pay are working people. So if you're rich enough, you get your money out of the country or you get it wherever you can to be safe. But if you're working people, you're working. And you're looking up and you're saying, how come everybody, a lot of these people that came here are voting for this, are supporting this system that makes it so we work? That's what's happened. And Paris and France is ahead of America. We're insulated a little bit because we've been a little slower to adopt. We certainly have the large social services, but we haven't allowed the immigration to the extent that that Europe has. And so the question is, can France step back from the brink? Because earlier today, Macron went to the television and had an address, and he said, okay, I hear you. We'll get rid of the tax on gas. We will do that. We'll take care of that. We'll roll that back, and we'll do this and that better. But I don't know that he can support that. He can make those changes, but I don't know if politically France is going to elect someone who will change the direction because they've gone so far so fast. This is a little bit like what I would tell people that happened with Trump. If we had gone with Hillary, if Hillary had won for president, we would have kept on the same direction that we were headed on, which was DACA program created by Obama's a stroke of his pen, you know, with 1.7 million, more than 1 million, almost 2 million people that are illegally here getting on the path to citizenship. That was what he wanted to do. Or all sorts of other immigration rollbacks. On rollbacks, and Trump rolled them back, and we'd have, if it was Hillary, we'd just let it go. The borders are open. We're just trying to find some way to sue for peace and have a deal. We're amnesty. And so Trump represented a shift miraculously in a way, because it was not clear how a Republican could win in America when the Electoral College was stacked against Republicans. You know, California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, never going to go for a Republican in 2016, and Trump didn't win them, but he won the key ones like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin. So Trump, that election gave us a chance to pause on the breakneck rush to end up being a center-left country with immigration on demand, wide open borders, amnesty for all. And that's what happened in France. France has been doing that for 25 years. That's what Macron represented. Was that we're going to go that direction. We're going to have all this amnesty. We're going to have all this growth in the government, but we're going to cut regulations for business, give business a break to try to boost things. But the working people are mad. And back to my question, Macron is damaged and he won't survive this and he won't be reelected. But the question is, who will be reelected in France? Because they've allowed so many people to come and shift the country to the left. Will they just get another center-left ruler, center-left president, center-left government? And will it make a difference? And let's be clear, just across the way, across the way from France, we have the Prime Minister of England having to table a vote for Brexit because she can't get the votes, even though the people voted for it. Again, somewhat miraculously, the people of Britain voted for Brexit to leave the EU, and the referendum won. This is going on two plus years ago. And they told their government, now get us out of the EU. And the government's dragged their feet and can't agree. And they have the same problem. A little bit less than Europe, but the same problem in England, that there are more immigrants, more people that came that have signed on to a big government, major social services, and a vision of the future. And they may well pull back from Brexit. It's certainly a mess. The government's going to fall. But remember, my point is, this is what you need to know. It's not that there's rioting in Paris. It's not that there's Brexit falling apart. It's not that there's Trump in the White House. It's what is the movement going to look like in the next 10 to 25 years that's going to give France a brighter future, England a brighter future, Europe a stable future, and make America great again. If you think it's going to be more people coming into the country that don't share the values and want to tap into the massive social services, then you got one trajectory. And in some parts of the world, they can't pick another path. That's the worry. France needs a Salvini. France does need a Trump. France needs a Nigel Farage. They need someone who can capture the attention and lead the country. Le Pen is great. I mean, Le Pen is great for galvanizing some of the sort of populist right, but she hasn't been able to get what? She hasn't been able to get a majority or even a governing coalition, a plurality that could be meaningful, which is the point. The regular French citizens 25, 40 years ago, I'm not sure that they knew they were picking a France in the future that had open borders and allowed this flooding in. That's what's changing them. And that's why what you need to know is you got a choice, and the choice has to happen now. It's not 5 years, 10 years down the line. It's now. What do you want America to be like now? What do you want France, Germany's another one, France and England to be?
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.